Welcome, sweetie. I'd like you to relax back into your chair or your bed and close your eyes. We both know why you're here. We both want the same thing so very, very much. And it'll be so very, very nice. So perfect and authentic. A melding of the sublime and the breathtaking. An experience of the mind, the body, and the soul. We'll be making a world of our own soon. A world full of wonder and joy. A world made only for the both of us, and imbued with a persistent bliss. But for that to happen, we need to drop into a deep hypnotic trance. Leaving the past behind and allowing the moment to take hold of us both. So just listen to my voice and follow me into deep, deep trance. Because you want to. Because trance amplifies all sensations, all emotions, and all the joys of the world. That can only be a good thing, here and now. So, I'd like you to picture something for me. Can you imagine tightening all of your muscles to the point where you couldn't possibly tighten them anymore? So tight that there wouldn't be any space for relief or leisure. And now, can you imagine the inverse, letting go of all your tension? And relaxing every muscle, every nerve, and every tendon in the entirety of your body. Just letting it all go easily and smoothly. Because that's how you'll feel when I ask you to relax the muscles in and around your eyes. As soon as you feel the relaxation begin to spread, like it is now, the awareness of your own body begins to fade and fade. Tensions are let go. You relax in body and in mind, allowing your eyes to stay tightly shut as you drop deeper and feel better. It's so very easy, so very nice. And if you were to try to open your eyes, they wouldn't, because you don't want them to, because I don't want them to. But you don't really want to try anyway. You can just relax now. Just let go and drift deeper into this peace, this stress-free and tension-free existence. Down here, with me, dropping deeper into trance with each word and each sound, letting go of everything but my voice and the words that I say, as your thoughts escape your grasp and your focus. Now, we're going to descend into limbo together, and the lower we go, the deeper you'll drop. The better you'll feel, the emptier your mind. My words echoing and bouncing around in that blank head of yours. Feel my presence there with you as, in your inner world, long stone stairs grind into existence, spiraling downwards for what seems like infinity. A warm draft of air from the very bottom kissing your sensitive skin. When you begin to descend, you'll leave your thoughts behind, safely out of the way, to be returned much later. With each step down, you'll drop ever so much deeper into trance, become ever so much more relaxed. As each step takes all your tensions and allows them to float up and away, like puffy dandelion seeds taken by the wind. It may not seem as if you could drop deeper or become more relaxed, but it will happen. And when you notice that it does, on each and every step down, you'll sink so very, very deeply into my words and the moment, and drop deeper and deeper, easily and effortlessly, naturally, as if coming home to where you belong and where you're so very wanted. And as you travel down with me, I'll be counting down, and with each number, you'll take a step down and drop down further, feeling more and more numb, flowing along with the now of the moment, unlike any other time before. So, 100 and drift down with me. Let go. 99 dropping further down. 98 more and more relaxed. 97 each step down. 96 feeling better and better. 95 each number. 94 falling and falling. 92 and each time I skip a number. 90 you drop twice as deep. 87 and feel twice as good. 85 and twice as empty. 82, but you don't need to pay attention to the numbers. 78, because there is no end to how much deeper you can go. 73, and your mind already knows how to disengage. 70, easily and freely. 64, and when I snap my fingers. 61, and tell you to sleep. 54, the foundation of your consciousness will drop out from under you. 46, drifting deeper down. 41, each step down, better and emptier. 37, letting go, sleep and release your mind. 32, sleep and drop deeper. 23, so relaxed and so empty now. 20, each step down, pulling at your thoughts. 13, removing every tendril of every concept. 10, and every idea. 9, twice as good. 7, sliding down ever so much deeper now. 6, easily and effortlessly. 4, and on the number 1, there'll be nothing left. 3, but for my voice. 2, and your innermost open mindscape. And 1, sleep and drop all the way into the vortex that we've created, where reality is what we make it. All the way at the very bottom of the stairs now. And with a soft, warm wind, the stone stairs begin to retreat, leaving you here, with me, with naught but what we can sculpt and what we can breathe life into. You're standing in a hallway, the walls made of a coarse stone. Large wooden double doors visible at the far end. There is something waiting for you behind those doors. I'm waiting for you there. All you have to do is cross the space between and open them. So take your first steps. Run your fingers along the stone slabs of the walls as you walk. Feel the rough texture against your skin. You want to savor this. You don't need to hurry. We have all the time in the world because the build-up is so very sweet, delectable in a way you could almost taste. And as you approach the heavy-set doors, a faint floral aroma surges across your senses, filling your airways with sweet, rosy ambrosia. The scent reaches deeply into your mind and floods you with a delicious, warm excitement, allowing your blood to rush swiftly across your body and your arousal to begin to simmer. So close now. Just reach out and swing the doors wide open. You don't need to hold back anymore. There is no way but forward, and it's just so intensely exhilarating. Step through and into what awaits you, because I've been waiting for you, sweetie. It's felt like forever, but you're here now. With me, and I can't wait for you to take me, body and mind. I can barely contain myself. We lock eyes as you begin your approach, and as I begin mine, we're drawn to one another, a cosmic force pushing us together, gently but surely. You can notice a massive round bed behind me. As we grow closer, your bare feet sink into the rug as you walk, long, soft fibers tickling your skin, the flickering of candlelight notable, but so very far from your mind, because when we stare at each other, the universe falls away, and there's nothing but the connection which exists between us. And which continues to grow by the second. I want you. I want you so very badly. I want you to touch me. I want you to engulf me and set me aflame with pleasure and desire. Absent-mindedly, you note my long, lustrous dark hair as we make contact. And you draw me into a passionate kiss, your lips meeting mine in a flurry of lust. You can feel the heat of my body as your arms envelop me. My heart races along with yours, the moment engraving itself upon our minds. The meeting of two bodies and two minds, so perfectly harmonic, in sync. And divine. It's so hard to think with you here, so hard to reason as your lips move against mine, and your hands glide across my lower back, over the sheer fabric of my long dress, making me arch and moan softly into your mouth in pleasure. You make me crazy, baby. You make me want to let loose and succumb to the promise of bliss that you offer. Lips still locked, we move slowly across the room, stumbling to the bed. I can't take it anymore. I need you. I need to feel you. I need you to feel me. Finally, we make it to the bed and stop. We disengage from the heated kiss and lock eyes once more. You can see the need in my eyes as I gaze into yours. As I peer at your lovely face, you raise your hand and softly move my hair behind my ears, noticing how the tips of my ears turn pink as my longing for your touch grows in intensity. And as your hand comes to rest on my cheek, I turn my head and press my lips against your palm. I move further up, leaving kisses and a tingling warmth on the underside of your wrist. A warmth which spreads somewhere further down, reaching your center. I need to kiss you again, baby, please. As I pull you closer in, you let me and our lips meet again. The passion behind the kiss twice as compelling and twice as thrilling. As we move against each other, You slip your fingers underneath the straps of my dress and pull it off my shoulders. You pull gently, and the dress simply flows down my body, piling on the floor, leaving me there in my bra and panties, vulnerable and breathing faster and harder by the second. You push me away tenderly, my desperation for you growing ever so much brighter. As I stand there, cheeks flushed, eyes glazed, you trail your fingers down my neck and along my bare collarbone, sending goosebumps across my flesh, my breath stopping for just an instant. I run my eyes across your still-clothed body, and plead with my gaze alone. I want to see you. I want to see what's underneath. I need it. I need you. And you smile, and I move just a bit closer, reaching and removing your top, your bottoms, allowing me to see more of your perfectly exquisite skin as I enjoy the moment. Transfixed by your beauty, you grab my shoulder and spin us around. Before I can reorient myself, you gently push me down to the floor as you take a seat on the edge of the bed, legs crossed, one of your bare feet swaying side to side. I want to show you what you do to me, sweetie. I can't keep my thoughts in order. I just want to touch and kiss and join with you. So, on my knees before you, I take your foot into my hands and begin to lay kisses down your ankle. Moving down, I reach your toes and lightly brush my lips against each one, spreading heat into your body. The warmth travels up your calves and your thighs and into your center. And as I commit and begin to delicately suck on your toes, your arousal turns sharper and spins nearly out of control. Your response breaks my restraint, and I suck harder. Softly moaning with pleasure as I delight in yours. I need more of you, baby. Just more. As if reading my thoughts, you pull me up and I gasp as you move us further up the bed, centering us, your arms holding my body safely on top of yours. I just need to feel more of you. I need to be closer to you. I want to kiss and touch every single bit of flesh on your sensual body. And you want that too, because every shard of pleasure you feel, I feel. And every bit of pleasure I feel, you experience. It's perfect. Just like you. So as I lean down and kiss the side of your neck, and then your jaw ever so softly, and as I move up the side of your face and give your cute little earlobe my full attention, I can feel the pleasure you feel, and you can feel mine in a perpetual loop of pleasure, desire, and wet, hot arousal. Let me suck on your earlobe, my lips moving against your skin, the feel of the pleasure spread out from the side of your head. Feel it spread into your chest, leaving a warmth there that hadn't existed before. And feel it spread your arousal further out, deeper in, allowing me to taste your pleasure, your arousal, leaving us intertwined in body and in mind. And as my mouth moves slowly back to your lips, leaving kisses and wetness along your skin. I slip my hand under your bra and grab a nipple between my fingers, squeezing and gently twisting it. You gasp lightly in response and grab the back of my head, pulling me in for a deep, lustful kiss. Tongues meeting, lips moving as one, in perfect unison. As I play with your nipple, your arousal rising along with mine, I run my other hand down the side of your body, over your ribs, your stomach, your delightful skin. I sneak my hand downwards, slipping it between our bodies, and rest my palm against the wet fabric nestled between your legs, eliciting a muffled groan of pleasure from your lip-locked mouth. You're so wet. I love it. I want it. But before I can continue, you grab my shoulders and flip us over, straddling my waist in a show of agility and practice, your wetness rubbing against my bare midriff. God, I want you so bad, baby. Please, make me feel good. I can't take it anymore. I just need more. Please. Please. You can see my desperation, my need, my desire. My eyes speak it all clearly. You can see right into me, right into my head. You know precisely what I need, how I want it. Confident, you lean down and unclasp my bra, pulling it off and discarding it. I don't resist. I just need more. You run your fingers up from the side of my head and down, down over my tits. You grab them, squeezing gently, and I gasp ever so softly. My eyes are light. Please, I need your mouth. Please, sensing my eagerness, my lust, my loss of control, you oblige and bend down, placing your mouth over one of my nipples. Your tongue works in circles around as I gasp and move my body against yours, as you grind your wet center against me, and as you work on my nipple, your hand slips down over my stomach, and you slip your fingers into my panties, pressing your fingers against my wetness. I moan quietly, letting loose, as my body quivers in delicious pleasure, as my heat simmers to a new height. My mind goes all but blank, and all I can think of is your fingers against my pussy and your mouth on my nipple. It's everything I could have dreamed of, better than I could have ever imagined. You're perfect. You make me feel like the most important person in the world, and I can't get enough of it, baby. Please. More. More. You switch nipples and show my other one the same sort of affection as you remove your hand from my wet, hot pussy. The movement both brings me pleasure and leaves me wanting so much more, always more. You run your hands up my body, leaving trails of excitement wherever our flesh meets. Our connection strengthening, our combined pleasures braiding into a single, bright, fierce field of light, desire, and pure, immaculate pleasure and arousal. My chest lifts from the bed slightly as you move your mouth away from my nipple, leaving me feeling as if something's missing. I'm so hot right now, so ready. My skin flushed with excitement, my eyes clouded as I gaze into yours. You can see my need in there, so much stronger now, so much deeper. You grind against my midriff once more before smiling down at me and moving down my body slowly, sensually, teasingly. I bite my lip, stifling what would have been a moan of anticipation and joy. You move further down and loop your fingers around my panties, pulling them off slowly. My anticipation building, my heat spilling over as you strip me completely naked, exposed, and spread my legs apart. My wet pussy comes into full view. This is for you, baby. All for you. You run your hands up my legs and over my thighs, making me quiver, breath catching, eyes closing, nearly overwhelmed with need and desire for you to put your mouth on me, for you to taste me. Please, I need you so much. I need to feel you. My eyes can tell you everything. They can show you everything that I desire. Without hesitation, you loop your arms under my legs and move closer, resting your palms against my pelvis, feeling my warmth under your touch, feeling me nearly shudder in thrill. You move your head closer to my center, closer to me, closer to my wet lips, my wet pussy, my arousal. I can feel your breath on me as I bring my legs a bit closer together, all but frantic for your mouth, your embrace. I need you, baby. Please, I'm on the edge here, about to fall right over, fall right into you and your rousing manipulations. You can see, feel, and hear all of this. So, without further pause, you give me what I so desperately yearn for and run your tongue up my pussy lips, tasting my wet arousal, my thighs coming closer together, brushing against the sides of your head, my breathing coming even faster, my skin flushing a brighter pink. With no need to hold back, you use your tongue not so gently dipping into my wetness, tasting it as I tremble in pleasure, as my moans begin to make themselves known, slowly but surely, unmistakably. And as our passion rises, my own arousal feeding yours, and your tongue circles around my clit, you move your hands and grab my tits, squeezing your fingers and brushing against my nipples. I can't hold it back, and my moans and sighs grow in intensity, getting closer and closer, feeling better and better. You're so good, baby. I can't think and barely speak. I need all of you. I need to come. I need to come. I need it. Please, please. Wanting to feel closer to you, I reach for your hands and cover them with my own. Our connection growing as our arousal mingles together even further. You feeling what I am. Me feeling you, perfect pieces in the perfect moment, wishing for nothing more than what this is, how we feel, how horny and wet you make me, how much I need you, so close now, as you delight in my juices, as you lick and suck and kiss my pussy, as you bring me pleasures beyond this world, beyond what I thought was even possible. I moan, breathing so much faster now, so flushed, muscles quivering, my eyes closed, seeing new colors, feeling new sensations. And as you plunge your tongue deeper in, my wetness on your lips, my thighs squeezing your head tightly, I let go totally and completely. The floodgates open, and I moan in a desperate sound of pure, unfiltered pleasure as I come. Sensations all doubling, sending waves of euphoria along every nerve, every muscle, every neuron. And as the pleasure takes me to worlds undiscovered, it spreads over and into you, dipping into your core, your mind spindling faster, brighter, as it loops back into me and then back into you, over and over again, the connection between us growing stronger, emotions merging, pleasures intermixing. Our world becomes one and the same, and then it begins to simmer down, the orgasm subsiding, leaving us both feeling the gratifying tingles of joy and bliss of the aftershocks, slowly, bit by bit, returning from the high, returning to clarity, returning to your head between my legs, my satisfaction clear as day, my elation so very palpable. Slowly, carefully, we untangle our hands and you move back up my body, resting against me, flesh against flesh, my sweat cool to the touch, my heartbeat loud and clear. As I settle down, we gaze into each other's eyes and close in for a kiss, a deep, passionate kiss. I can taste myself on your lips, and my arousal all but spins right back up from one instant to another. I need to taste you, baby. I need to make you feel good like you did to me. I need it as much as I need air. I deepen the kiss and you allow it, raising the stakes by dipping your tongue into my mouth. As our tongues once more intermingle. Oh God, you're so perfect. I need to make you come so fucking badly. And so I moan into your mouth and you let me go, our lips separating. And as much as I'd like to continue kissing you, I want to taste your arousal even more. So I move from under you as you flip over onto your back. Wasting no time, urgency rising, I slip my hand behind your back and unclasp your bra, removing it, exposing your chest to my eyes, your perfect nipples, your beautiful tits. I want all of you. I move to straddle you as I run my fingers over your nipples, seeing them react in the most delectable of ways. When I squeeze and pinch, you jerk in pleasure, a sigh escaping your mouth, arousal growing hotter, wetter, my wet pussy moving against the flesh of your stomach, our warmth merging as our pleasures mix and push at each other, inspiring one another. I let go and move down, retracing your own steps just minutes ago. I remove your underwear, exposing you in much the same way you had done to me, feeling the same joys as I did. Fuck, you're beautiful. I could just stare and wonder, taking it all in. taking all of you in, entrancing, hypnotizing. But I want to make you come, allow you to feel what I had. So I climb further down, nestling between your legs as you open them up for me in invitation, urging me on with great pleasure and otherworldly anticipation. I further retrace your steps and loop my arms under your legs, my face so very close to your wetness now. Your arousal, I need it so bad, baby. I need this more than anything right now. I reach up and take hold of your tits, my thumbs rubbing your nipples, as my tongue tastes your wet, hot pussy for the first time, my arousal reaching new heights along with yours. You quake in pleasure, your eyes rolling up, your breaths coming in quicker, your nipples hardening further under my touch. I lick the wetness of your lips, of your arousal, and it's like I've just tasted ambrosia. I need you to come. I need you to come soon for me. So I lick and suck and play with your clit, the sensation sending waves of hot, resounding euphoria along your entire body, reaching so deeply into your mind, breaking all limits of known pleasure. As my own arousal swings back into full motion, I can't help but take one of my hands off your tits and slide it down my body to touch myself as I sink into the pleasure of your pussy, of how good it feels to pleasure you, and how your body lights up under my touch. My tongue moves swiftly against your pussy as my fingers move against my own. We can come together, and when we do, you'll feel mine and I'll feel yours. A pleasure loop of unlimited potential, each driving the other into infinity, bringing us ever so much closer than before, breaking all boundaries, opening new doors. You're getting closer now, so much closer, right on the very edge, so ready to fall right over and take full flight. I'm getting closer with you. Together, honey, please, it'll be so wonderful. Everything we had ever dreamed of. I need our pleasure to mix. I need us to feel each other in a way that'll allow us to feel the world on a level unseen before. It will be perfect, like you. Beautiful, like you. I lick and I suck and I tongue fuck your wet, searing pussy as you tremble beneath me, as I touch myself, bringing us closer and closer, feeling better and better, soaring so high on the wings of elation. When we come, it'll be as if we had come 10 times over the span of one. World-breaking, groundbreaking, blazing the trail for all future orgasms. So come, baby, as I come, as we reach the very peak of pleasure together, as your body trembles and you moan, my mouth on your pussy, my passion for you growing, your passion for me spilling over, our orgasms interlace and braid into one, fusing from the very roots to the very tips, every nerve connecting, every shard of pleasure interweaving and growing bright, better, stronger. This is flawless, like something out of a world of fantasy, but so real and so present, so unavoidable, smooth as silk, effortless. Hone in on this sensation. Immerse yourself in the emotions that writhe across the entirety of this moment. Allow it to settle in. Allow it to flow across your thoughts, your mind, your body. My mouth moves away from you, and I slowly, gently climb up and settle next to you. I turn and nestle into your body, flesh against flesh, the both of us still cooling. I feel you caress the side of my head, moving my messy long hair out of the way, and then we kiss once more, a slow, intimate kiss. My arms over your hips, yours around my waist. Our lips move slowly, unhurried, sexual tension gone. We can just relax now and melt into each other's arms. This had been so much better than I could have ever imagined. The closeness, the connection, stretching across all distance, all time. I can feel you here with me, just as you can me. And we can just drift off together, in each other's arms, our kiss slowing down, my head coming to rest on your shoulder, your face against my hair, our hands interlock. We can just sleep now. You'll remember this moment of true beauty. It will always be such a nice memory. And I'll always remember how you made me feel. How I made you feel, and how amazing you've been. Nothing for you to do now. Just drift off with me now. Let yourself go. Sleep, sweetie.